Open Windows, November the 26th. The Foundation of Truth. In John 7:18 we read, "Whoever speaks on their own does so to gain personal glory. But he who seeks the glory of the one who sent him is a man of truth. There is nothing false about him." You and I are going to face God sometime. We are going to come face to face with God literally in eternity, and then the question is going to arise, has God at any point failed us? Shall we be able, on any detail, to say, "Lord, you failed me. You were not true to your word"? Oh, such a position is unthinkable. That ever any being should be able to lay a charge like that at God's door, to have any question as to God's truth, reality, and faithfulness. The Holy Spirit has been sent as the Spirit of truth to guide us into all truth, so that there shall be no shadow whatsoever between God and ourselves as to his absolute faithfulness, his truth to himself and to all his word. The Holy Spirit has come for that. If that is true, then the Holy Spirit will deal with all disciples in the school of Christ to undercut everything that is not true, that is not genuine, to make every disciple stand upon a foundation which can abide before God in the day of his absolute and utter vindication. But in order that this may be so, you and I, under the Holy Spirit's teaching, have to be dealt with very faithfully and have to come to the place where we are perfectly adjustable before God, where there is all responsiveness to the Holy Spirit and nothing in us that resists or refuses the Holy Spirit, but where we are perfectly open and ready for the biggest consequences of the Holy Spirit putting his finger upon anything in our lives needing to be dealt with and adjusted. He is here for that. The alternative to such a work of the Holy Spirit being allowed to be done in us is that we shall find ourselves in a false position. And it is far, far too costly to find ourselves in a false position, even though it only be on certain points. This is a false world we are living in, a world that is carried on lies. The whole constitution of this world is a lie, and it is in the very nature of man, though multitudes do not know it, but think that they are true. They are trying to build the world on a false foundation. And the kingdom of God is altogether other. It is built upon Jesus Christ, the truth.